call the game. I'm not happy about what I saw. We didn't try what we've been doing the whole preseason and the first game, you know. And I understand the first games are a little bit hectic, and you play at home, you have that pressure to win, and then this can get in the head of the players. But we need to be over that, you know. We need to grow through what we are working through. You know, we have to grow through what the team believes and are doing well, because it worked very well in the preseason, and now we suddenly didn't try what we were doing, and it is other factors, you know. Some of these guys hasn't played the whole preseason. It's their first game together. I think the team at the end of the game, it was almost, you know, Paxton, Patrickson, Legere, even that he has come from an injury, Jesus, Petar, you know, are all almost kind of new players that they couldn't work with us in the preseason, and because different things, and you know, I think we have to be patient, but it's a good punch in the face to wake up and see that there is a lot of work to do, that we knew it already. The season is long. We're building something that is we believe is going to be good, but we just need to give one step at a time.
Well, welcome everyone to Afterburn Soccer Show. I'm Nathan Hill, your host here at Nathan J. Hill on Twitter. With me is my buddy Jose, and we're having some technical issues. This is the internet. This is the streaming software. Jose, you can follow him at El Chico Carmona on Twitter, but he's currently blacked out. Unless, hey, Jose, you don't have like a little, you know, your thumb over the or a little privacy guard, do you?
No.
No. All right. Well, you know, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to keep you in the mix, but I'll just make myself solo here. But I think we could still hear you, Jose. Well, welcome
you
everybody.
Good.
To the Afterburn Soccer Show. We got some highlights, a couple of post-game clips here to think about, a preview later on in the show. But we're here to begin by just talking about FC Dallas's second game of the season, of the 2024 Major League Soccer season. A loss at home to Montreal. A really disappointing result after that sort of that positive start to the season last weekend. Wasn't a perfect start to the season last weekend, but FC Dallas found a way to grab the winning goal off of Dante Sealy. This game, we were really hyped, we're really excited. Peter Musa got his start, the newest record signing for FC Dallas. And for a moment, it looked like Dallas was going to find a way forward. They went down early to Montreal yet again, but Musa found a beautiful opening goal from a header from Bernard Camungo to at least get things started. But the second half would lead to another round of disappointing minutes for Dallas, and Montreal would find a go-ahead goal and hang on for the victory. So, Jose, you know, we take that Musa goal as a nice start. I mean, he gets his debut and he gets a goal, and that's what you want from a new signing. But overall, very poor performance from Dallas. I mean, what was your take on it?
Yeah, it was a very disappointing performance overall. I brought it up last week that this team has had issues getting motivated for matches, and it seems like the team seemed to came out flat at home. And unlike last week, where they were able to shake it off thanks to Ilara scoring, and that seemed to wake the team up, this match we didn't get that. This team simply played the entire first half without any urgency. They were simply getting beat to all the balls. They were getting run around. It was just a disjointed performance, and it continued into the second half. Even after Musa, even though we thought Musa's goal would give us a pickup, which was badly need it. I think the fact that you have to agree with Nico that, you know, having to sub out Ilara due to a knock, and bringing in Patrickson, that was the first sign that something was wrong, because you bring him in, this is first action, he's got to replace pretty much our best player, and it was just one. You could just tell that this team wasn't going to be able to do anything against a team in Montreal that was trying to do the same thing that Dallas was trying to do, and were simply doing it better.
Yeah, and I highly recommend you read Steve Davis's Substack.
I think yes, excellent read.
Texas 11, is what it's listed as. We're recommending it on the Afterburn Soccer site now. Did a great job sort of breaking down what went wrong. First of all, you know, sometimes teams just have poor performances. As disappointing as this was, we did not lose 5-0 to Inter Miami, which Orlando certainly experienced that. You know, no doubt Oscar Pereja was just not happy with Orlando's performance. But sometimes players just come out and it just doesn't come together. That's life. That's soccer. That's sports. Of you know, teams lay eggs at home sometimes. It happens at least once a season for any good, even the good teams. But yeah, it just Montreal seemed to have a game plan that was ready to exploit the weaknesses of Dallas, and in particular, the lack of speed along the back line, the wingbacks being out of position, the desire for the team to get forward and attack. One of our friends there on Twitter just said, hey, you know, we wanted a team. For a long time, Dallas has had a team that has been sort of counterattacking focused. We want a team that wants to express itself, wants to be aggressive and attack and attack and attack. Well, this is what you get, you know, when you want that, because sometimes it doesn't work and teams, all they need is a couple of chances to put you in a hole. I mean, I guess my question is Montreal's game plan one that other teams are going to use to exploit Dallas going forward?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this league, like any other league, is a copycat league. And you watch the highlights, the video from the first week and the second week, and you can see how teams can come and attack FCD. And you can also see what the team struggles against. So, yes, absolutely. This is the question is, does the opposition have the players to replicate that same tactic? We got New York Red Bulls up next, and they play a completely different style than our first two opponents. So I'm not so certain that they'll attempt to replicate what our first two opponents did. They have their own system, and I'm sure they'll try to incorporate some of what worked and try to surprise FCD with a thing or two. Mm. There are certainly areas to be exploited in our defense, as our first two opponents have shown.
Well, and I mean, I think we know there's going to be a learning, a growing edge to this team, in particular, a wingback situation. We had Bernard Camungo, who was a winger last season for Dallas, played out up high on the right wing. Dante Seeley at left wingback, who also was a striker for his career and a left winger. And they're now being converted and asked to do multiple things, not just worry about getting to the attack, but also being willing to track back and help out on defense and make those difficult decisions. And Nico sort of pointed that out after the opening match of the season, which resulted in a win, but against San Jose. But that these players have a lot to learn, when to make those choices, when to make the pass, when to recycle the ball, all those kinds of things that are still in progress. So it seems to me that as this team continues to gel, And as Nico said in the opening video clip here of the call, that a lot of this team is still getting to know each other, getting to trust each other. So there's a lot, there is still a learning curve going on with this team, but the biggest learning curve has to be those wingback positions where you're asking a lot of young players. And I think teams are going to exploit it going forward. I mean, is that going to be a problem for the next few games for Dallas, Jose? That teams are just going to look at take advantage of these young wingbacks who are still learning their positions?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone knows that the wingbacks that Nico's put out there are pretty green. And even the better players you can put on there are playing out of position. You know, if you drop somebody else, say, a Leggett or someone like that, they're going to be playing out of position. So until those players can prove that they can perform what is a very demanding position, both physically and mentally, absolutely, you're going to go after that, after them. And why not? You know, also, if Ibiaga continues to be out, the back line is suspect. You know, this is a concern that we've all had about the back line. I think the back line can do the job, but clearly, I believe Steve Davis's article was talking about how it's obvious to everyone that we lack speed in the back line. And so if you have a fast player, you try to get him behind over on the right side where, would be their right side, our left side, where we seem to have an issue between Dante Sealy and Junqua. So it's going to be a recurring issue until they get figured it out. And like, there's just so many players learning new positions right now. And the fact that we haven't played full strength is going to continue to be an issue. It's like a continuation of preseason. We saw this last year. It took the team several months into the regular season before we finally got a feel for what they had to offer. And it's going to be the same way this year.
Yeah. Jesus Ferrer making his getting on the field for his first action, recovering from injury, and Paxton Pomacol as well. So that was good to see them on the pitch. And you hope that they will continue to grow and get their feet under them and maybe even start this coming weekend. You mentioned Omar Gonzalez. He also made his debut, his first time in FC Dallas shirt. Here's what he said to Gina Miller of FC Dallas about that debut.
My debut was special. Tonight, the crowd was great tonight. To wear the crest for the first time officially was a special feeling. My family and the crowd tonight. But honestly, it's bittersweet because, you know, when we're at home, we want this place to be a fortress. We want to get 3 points every single time. And so we didn't accomplish that tonight. And it stings. It stings. We had a plan and it didn't go our way.
They had a plan and it didn't go their way. You know, you heard Nico at the beginning of the show just kind of say, hey, we didn't play like we did during preseason. It's a tough thing. It is early. It's only a second. We can't expect this team to be a well-oiled machine. And really, Montreal played they were very happy to sit back in that low block and just take their chances to...
Well, yeah, it was more of a mid-block. But yes, once they were up 2-1, it was just a bad position to bring in Jesus and all these other players that hadn't played in a while to come in and basically have to try to figure out how to break that. So they have no chance to basically work themselves into the game. I also want to add that this match highlighted the importance of Ilar Mendy to this club, because in the second half, the team looked very disjointed. His absence had a lot to do with that. If you watch the first half, even though the team's struggling, whenever any player seems to get into any problem due to a press or whatever, or they don't know where to go, they simply get the ball to Ilar Mendy. He's there. He's like a comfort blanket for the rest of the team. And with him not there, the team just looked out of sorts. It was just painful to watch the team basically not – like they didn't know what to do with the ball. Yes, you got to give Montreal credit for that. And I want to say credit to their coach, who I was very critical of his hiring. You know, he's a guy who comes from MLS Next Pro, and thinking, wow, that's who Montreal. But clearly, the guy has his team performing. Four mm-hmm. points on the road. That's no joke. So good for him. And Dallas has issues that only time can repair.
Well, let's also hear from another debut on the day. Patrickson Delgado got his first appearance. I don't know if he popped in the first game or not near the end.
No, that was his debut.
Yeah, okay, it was his debut. Well, and you'll have to do your translation here, Jose, because his interview, his brief comments, one of which I asked just about since his debut and how he can help the team.
¿Cómo te sentiste al debutar en el Dallas y cómo quieres aprovecharlo?
Sentido muy bien. No tan feliz por el resultado que obtuvimos hoy, pero vamos a seguir trabajando para lograr grandes resultados en el futuro.
¿Cuál es la mentalidad del equipo para la próxima semana?
Estar un poco más concentrados, pedir lo que dice el profe para hacer las cosas mejor. Nada, seguir adelante, trabajar y fuertes mentalmente.
Gracias.
Muchas gracias.
He was basically just repeating the same thing that Nico said, you know. He said he wasn't happy with, you know, he was happy to make his debut, but he was not happy with the result. And then he was basically agreeing with what Nico said about how the team needed to work more and perform better. He was just agreeing with Nico.
Yeah.
I want to say that I was impressed with him, with Patrickson Delgado. By all means, he wasn't perfect, but he's what, 20 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks like, he was very aggressive out there. I was getting annoyed in the first half with number 10 for I think that's Duke for Montreal. Was running around basically unmarked for most of the first half. It looked, you constantly saw him basically running free or running at somebody. And in the second half, when Delgado comes on, Delgado was all over him. He was all over everybody. He was, you know, cutting off passes. He was doing a great job of doing interceptions. I don't know the stats, but just from what I saw, he has a physicality and aggressiveness that this team has sorely lacked. He wasn't very crisp in his passing. I mean, it's his first performance, so it wasn't something that you can go, oh, you know, he's excellent at this or that. But he showed a doggedness that this team has sorely lacked, and I'd like to see what he can do paired up with next to Ilara or Paxton. And I was impressed with him for a first time, for someone who's making his debut, who wasn't probably prepared to play this many minutes, mind you.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I did like what I saw from him.
Yeah, definitely. Some positives you can take from that kind of thing, but overall, it was not the performance this team wanted. And the good thing is, the only thing you can take away is, hey, we can only go up from here. You know, it just certainly question marks. Certainly, guys, I won't be surprised if we see, you know, Tomasi back as a starting position or on the right wing back or something. You know, I think we'll see some different tweaks as Nico kind of examines this result and thinks about how he can get the best balance out of this team. And I'm hoping too that, you know, I've liked Liam Fraser as a really nice signing for Dallas. He is a very versatile player that can, you know, can do some things defensively and hold up the ball in the middle of the field. But he's also not I don't think anyone expects him to be this attacking kind of midfielder. And that's where you hope Paxton can eventually come in and win that spot over him and provide that better balance with ER Mendy. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see because we also saw Ilara Mendy, who is supposed to be our defensive, you know, midfielder. He scored an incredible goal on the first game of the season. So a lot to be tweaked and how Jesus fits into it as well as we go forward.
Well, I want to say that I'm not concerned with the way Jesus or any of the subs played, making their first appearances in such a tough position. Let's see what they do with a full match on their belts. I like to see that Musa and Jesus side by side for an entire match. I believe that's going to be something special eventually. The question is how long. And I think this team has excellent potential in the attack. It's they got to get that defense figured out. It's a little disjointed in the back. I want to say that in the first two games they've allowed a lot of shots compared to what we've seen from the last two seasons. The last two seasons, you saw a lot of people throwing their bodies forward and blocking shots with their body. And at the end of the day, the opposing team doesn't actually get that many shots or shots on target. But I'm fairly this game, Montreal got just as many shots off as Dallas did. And they actually only got six shots on target, which is, you know, more than 50% of their shots. We saw this last week also. And I think that's a concern. In the last two seasons, the team was very adept at blocking those shots and making sure that Pass never had to deal with them. But in the first 2 weeks, that's one thing I've noticed that's missing is the defenders blocking shots. I haven't seen that. And maybe that's because teams are hitting them on the counter and they're basically getting a one-on-one or two-on-one on defenders. So it is a concern, something I'd like to see cleaned up going forward.
Well, a lot to wait for, to watch for, as we, you know, we look ahead, look at who FC Dallas is, you know, kind of preparing to face in the coming weeks. They are playing on the road this weekend, correct? Yep, they're going to go up to New York.
Yep, and high press. That's going to be interesting.
Going to be a challenge.
That's what I was saying. They're not likely to try to repeat what our first opponents did because they play a different style. They play a high press. I'm sure they'll try to incorporate some of the same things we saw, just in their own way. They're definitely going to try to get a speedy player to challenge Sealy and Hunkwa. I'm sure they'll do that, but it should be interesting. You know, I've always been of the opinion that in the past, FC Dallas has success against teams that refuse to bunker against them. Teams that play a high line or press them, FC Dallas in the past. I'm not saying this season. We don't know this season yet, but in the past, Dallas has thrived against those kind of teams. So, being that it's a road match, will Nico play aggressively enough to take advantage of that? Yeah. It hasn't been in his wheelhouse for him to do that. I like to see him be a little more aggressive on the road against a team that's not gonna play a mid block or low block against them.
Well, good stuff. Good stuff. I think we're going to wrap up the show. I mean, it's tough that, you know, kind of a tough performance is not like, you know, it's too early to point the blame at Nico. It's too early to point the blame at this team. We don't have enough data yet, right? You know,
it's still never good to drop points at home, and that's what stinks the most. So they need to get something back. They need to make up for it on the road against New York. Mm-hmm. Get back some of those points that you dropped, at least one point.
Well, before we close out the show, I do want to share that I got to sit down via Zoom and speak with John Gall, the new North Texas head coach. He was interim at the second half of last season. That interim tag has been dropped. He is the fourth head coach for North Texas, and it was nice to sit down and sort of step back and say, like, hey, John, who are you? You know, talk about him growing up, how important soccer was to him, his favorite teams growing up, and sort of how his journey brought him to the States. We played some college soccer, actually was on the practice squad with Dallas Burn. And then was able to get some entries into coaching here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and have success, and that led him into the FC Dallas Academy. So really energetic guy, really fun to listen to. Here's a little preview of that conversation where I asked him about, you know, how he's going to juggle the balance of North Texas's mission, which is not just a team that wants to win, but also a team that may give first team players some minutes to get fit, develop young players, give academy guys minutes, give loanees a chance. You know, how are they going to balance? How is he going to balance all that?
Well, I mean, it is a challenge. It is a melting pot, if you like, because again, as you stated, that we do have first team signed players that come play with us. Sometimes they don't train with us. Sometimes they train with us. We have academy kids that we're trying to bleed into the professional environment. And then we have new players that we've signed that have not come from the FC Dallas Academy or the FC Dallas way. So it's a challenge, you know, it really is. But, you know, this is what my job is. My job is a challenge and I enjoy the challenge. The balance between developing players and winning and being successful is a difficult one, but it's something that I embrace and it's something that I want young players to understand that, you know, we're not, again, I've said this, before that, you know, we're not just here to develop players. We're here to develop players and to develop winners. And, you know, I don't think there's too many high level professional players that don't have a winning background or a winning mentality. And that's something that we want to drive into our players because, you know, in all honesty, every kid that we have wants to go win a game, you know, so we're not going to forget that. We're going to drive it. We're going to push it. And within that, we're going to give players an opportunity to express themselves and develop as young players to become MLS players or players in Europe or international players, whatever the case may be. I mean, there's not just one pathway. And that's the beauty of the spot that I'm in. And that's what I'm enjoying so much, dealing with so many different moving parts. You know, I've been a coach of multiple teams before. I've been a director of coaching in the youth club that you're dealing with a million and one different things. So the fact that I'm able to focus on one specific group, but have a million things going on within that group is something that's not new to me and something that I enjoy. So it's a great project.
There, a little preview from the energy of John Gall, the fourth head coach for North Texas Soccer Club. And in just a couple of weeks, they'll be kicking off their season as well and trying to put together something stronger than what they did last season. And seeing some of their preseason results has been a mixed bag, but should be exciting. Should be interesting to see kind of how this team comes together. And another question I asked him too, Jose, you'll be interested in about is just like, if he feels like he's getting the support to put together a quality roster to compete, and he was ecstatically just feeling really excited about some of the players that he's identified that they've gone out to get and other players that they think can help this team's performance. I feel like, Jose, that, you know, if you like FC Dallas, then you'll really like North Texas because it is like, I mean, if you're a super FC Dallas nerd, then you're going to be a North Texas Soccer Club nerd. I mean, it's just kind of fun to follow them and just root for young players to get a chance to show something and to see guys like Pondeka and Kamungo kind of work their way into the first team picture.
I'm curious to see if they're going to be playing the same formation that FC Dallas is playing.
That he said it's going to be very similar. He said there might be some tweaks because of the personnel differences and stuff, but yes, it's going to be a very similar setup to what.
Well, let me just add that he's going to have a leg up on last year's coach Kano, simply in the fact that as FC Dallas has decided this year to strengthen the depth of their roster in answer to what happened last season, that's going to benefit North Texas because you're going to have more players capable of being sent down from the senior team to help them out, which was something they couldn't do last year due to all the injuries. So that's a big leg up. And the other thing is, of course, he has an intimate knowledge of the academy where his predecessor did not. So I think those are two big advantages that he'll have going into this season, and we'll see what he can do with them.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, let's go and leave it there. We have plenty of good soccer to look forward to in the coming week, and we'll be watching to see how Dallas rebounds on their first road game of the year against New York Red Bulls, and if they can turn things around. Jose, thank you for your time tonight. It's always good chatting.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, everybody, for joining us.
Yeah, please follow us, Afterburn.soccer, or on Twitter, and Dallas till we die.